Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It's been a good start economically to this country, at least anywhere. We are still most likely going to realize an economic growth rate of less than 1%. But if you look at the strength of the rand at the moment, the generally positive sentiment around the leadership of Cyril Ramaphosa, and depending on what happens tonight after the meeting with five of the top six of the ANC and President Jacob Zuma, and who will be delivering the State of the Nation address on Thursday, we could see that sentiment really continuing on a positive trajectory. I've always held the view that it's small and medium enterprises that will actually drive the economic growth of this country. And if you are involved in that space, I thought let's invite somebody who is in the know regarding what you need to be aware of as far as 2018 is concerned. Joining me on the line is Gugu Mjadu. Gugu is executive marketing for marketing at the Business Partners Limited and the spokesperson for the 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year competition. Gugu, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you very much. I imagine as a resident of Joburg, you wouldn't want to be talking to me in Cape Town and be your neighboring country as opposed to a fellow South African, right?
For a moment there, I felt like somebody was eavesdropping on a conversation that I'm not supposed to know about. But definitely, we wouldn't want to miss you guys from South Africa. We would miss you a lot.
No, without a doubt. Gugu, 2018 holds promise, I suppose, for people involved in businesses, particularly small and medium enterprises. What are some of those things that they need to be on the lookout for come 2018?
I think more than anything, this promise is showing that businesses should focus a lot on developing themselves, sustaining themselves, and finding a way of growing. And what I would give as tips for entrepreneurs in the space is just look at the previous year, review how you did, review against the goals you had set for yourself, and find out if there's any area where you need to improve. Obviously, you also need to look at your business environment, but it's very important that you look inward as well to see how you did. But you also then have to look at your business systems. Are my business systems able to take on more work? Are my business systems being effective? Am I serving my customers well? And therefore, fix any bugs if there's any bugs in your system. And systems could be anything from your credit control systems, your supply chain systems, your payroll, so that you are able to meet the requirements of the market. So those are key things that you need to look at.
And we cannot stress enough the importance of looking and reviewing your systems, Gugu. We run a small business awards competition right here on Cape Talk with partner Sage.
Yeah.
And one of the, she was actually a runner-up, Karen, who runs The Kitchen, a couple of years ago, sat in a panel of judges and said, you know what? I like my store. I like it the size that it is. I can manage it. I can control it. and I just want it to stay the way that it is. I mean, she has subsequently grown, but she's waited for a time when it was organically possible for her to do so without compromising on the quality of service that she was offering her clientele. And that is essential, isn't it?
That is essential, because obviously you do not want to get more customers and then you can't service them the best way that you could, which is why it's important to listen to your customers as well so that you understand what their needs are. But I think systems more than anything are important, because they allow you to be in charge of your business. You can only rely on an Excel spreadsheet for so long until you need to put systems in place to help you manage even when you're not in the business.
All right. Other tips?
Other tips would be, obviously, listen to your customers, find out what they need so that you're able to respond in terms of your marketing, but also in the product offering that you're giving them. Look at the market, see what's happening in the global market, understand what your competitors are doing, because it's very important that you understand what's happening in the market. And I think we always hear in politics talking about scenario planning, scenario analysis, so that you're able to understand if there is this challenge in the world, this is how I'm going to respond. You do the same in your business. You plan for your challenges and you say, if this challenge happens and the economy doesn't grow, it grows by 0.01%, what do I do? If my customers are not coming my way, how do I respond? But then most importantly, you need to make sure that you keep a strict eye on your cash flow. Because if you don't know when to expect money, then you won't know that there's not going to be any money to pay salaries, for instance. So you need to manage your cash flow very importantly, because you need to make sure that you understand what money you expect when you should start chasing your debtors because they are not paying on time, so that you're able then to understand that I have money to continue to run my business, to service other customers while these other customers have not paid me back.
Because that has often been the reason behind the downfall of many businesses, has it not? Where people are not, I mean, I know I have a friend, for example, who was starting out in a brick making business, and he had the opportunity of scaling up quite exponentially to provide a service to the Western Cape government human settlement as far as providing bricks for, you know, building of an area. But he just didn't have the cash to make it possible for him to buy and extend the capital infrastructure that will allow him then to produce the additional brickwork, which was so frustrating for him.
Which is very frustrating, but there are like companies that offer bridging finance. I can't say business partners where I work necessarily offer bridging finance, but there are companies like Zifa who offer bridging finance, and I think it would be important for people to look at that. But if you plan for your cash flow, you are able to plan with even a financier that doesn't necessarily offer bridging finance, because you'll know, I've now approached these customers obviously to buy for bricks from me, and therefore I need to make sure that I have money in place to be able to meet the requirements of those customers if they say yes to me. And who are the potential people that I can approach and say to them, I'm expecting this deal to come through, would you be able to provide me with finance? This is how I've done as a business over the last 2-3 years, and this is how I think I'll grow going forward if I get this deal. But if I don't get this deal, these are the other customers that I need to focus on, and I'll continue to grow anyway.
Because unfortunately the market, as in the SMME market, is still under quite a bit of pressure to provide the economic and employment opportunities to drive South Africa out of poverty and out of the challenges that come with that.
Obviously, we rely on the SMME markets because they are one of the biggest employers in the country. But I think more than anything, if we rely on them, then we need to put support systems so that they are able to thrive. For instance, if we talk about cash flow, we deal with people who sit and haven't been paid for more than 30 days by government, or we sit with, and we find now, because obviously businesses like big corporates are also struggling with the economy, you find that even the private sector is not paying on time. So I think more than anything, yourself, myself, would appeal to both the public and private sector to actually pay SMMEs on time. And we appeal to the smaller customers like myself and yourself as well to pay the price that these SMMEs charge and not necessarily to try to negotiate them down all the time.
All right. I want to talk to you right this moment about the 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year competition, because I believe that nominations only open on the 5th of March. Is that correct?
That's correct. On the 6th of March, when we actually launch in Joburg, and then we'll come down to Cape Town on the 7th of March to launch there, and then Durban on the 8th. So that's when we'll open the entries. But I think more than anything, whether you are starting out in business, so emerging, or have been around, or you think you are creating the jobs that are required in the market, it would be ideal to look out for our website to see when we open the Entrepreneur of the Year competition for entries.
And that website address is EOY for Entrepreneur of the Year, EOY.co.za. And Gugum Jadu, it's a date when you are in Cape Town. We'll certainly have you back on the radio. Thank you very much to Gugu, spokesperson for the 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year competition, talking to us about some of the tips that you should consider as an entrepreneur in 2018. Spoke about reviewing the previous year, reviewing the market, assessing your business systems, keeping a strict eye on cash flow, listening to your customers, revisiting your personal and business vision, as well as planning for challenges, scenario planning for whatever eventualities that may come. And in Cape Town, one of those is day zero. What happens come 16th of April, and Cape Townians have not done what is required of them to obviously avert day zero? How is your business going to be resilient against that? Do you have a plan? I wonder.